With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Trump White House touting its accomplishment after 30 days. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
Marking 1 month in office, Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt claimed an historic start to the second Trump administration.
The president has already signed 73 executive orders. That is more than double the number signed by Joe Biden.
Among the signed executive orders are efforts to eliminate birthright citizenship, gain more presidential control over the federal bureaucracy and workforce, and eliminate diversity measures. Some of the actions face legal challenges. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And another key victory today for the president, the Senate confirming Kash Patel as the FBI director. The vote 51 to 49. Vice President J.D. Vance today, the first speaker at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference. He made special pitches to younger voters saying, "We need you and we're fighting for you every day." Also at SRNnews.com, a round of applause today for Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell as he announced he will not seek re-election when his current term expires next year.
In his farewell address, McConnell stressed the respect he's developed for Senate rules and procedures during his 7 terms in the upper chamber.
It's written rules. It's collegial norms. It's pace of play.
Fitting then that even for colleagues to honor the 83-year-old McConnell, it took an act of Congress.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that the members be allowed to applaud for a period not to exceed 30 seconds.
Is there objection?
Bob Hagner reported.
Snow-packed roads leading to hundreds of crashes in parts of Virginia and North Carolina, including one accident involving more than 50 vehicles. This is SRN News. Well, don't look now, but the Army is out of the transgender business.
In a post on its official X account, the oldest branch of the U.S. military says this, quote, "The Army will no longer allow transgender individuals to join and will stop performing or facilitating procedures associated with gender transition for service members." This follows an order to that effect from new Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on the orders of President Trump, who promised during his campaign to get the U.S. government and thereby the taxpayer out of the transgender business. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas, the latest state to ban sex change operations for kids. Republican-led legislature voting to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of the ban or the measure. Now, the action makes Kansas the 27th state to ban or restrict the procedure. And it comes less than a month after President Trump issued an order barring federal support for those operations. This is SRN News. Well, Meta plans to build the largest undersea internet cable in the world. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
The Facebook and Instagram parent company expects the multi-billion-dollar project to be completed by the end of the decade. The more than 31,000-mile cable will connect the United States, India, Brazil, South Africa, and other regions. About 95% of all global internet traffic is delivered by undersea cables.
Walmart says it has delivered another strong year of sales and profits, but this year appears to come with new challenges in uncertain economic landscapes. Now, the outlook for the nation's largest retailer for this year is as much as 27 cents below analyst projections. Labor Department says slightly more Americans applied for jobless benefits last week, although layoffs remained pretty much unchanged. More details at SRNnews.com.